With your background in IT, sometimes it's difficult to make that transition and know that the market, what the market is asking for, is the best direction for your company. When did you, were you able to meet those two pieces together and move forward with the company?
I knew that actually long before that. Being an early user of the internet, I was very acquainted with the MIT jargon file, and the Unix fortune cookie program would pop out gold nuggets from there, and one of them stuck to my mind in early 80s, and it was on software creationism, which it was defined as the false belief that extraordinary programs can be magicked out of thin air by the ordinary efforts of ordinary engineers following management practices, when the truth is that great software is made by a very small number of highly skilled engineers that are cooperating tightly with a active user community. And so this has been always our, we know that, and we always did work actively with our users to make systems that they would like. For example, when we were doing the dispatch systems in the mid-90s, one of the big fears was that the truck drivers would hate the system. Now, the truck drivers were equipped with a telecommunication router that Marconi built, plus we wrote software on the Apple Newton, and so they could have a pen-based user interface. And this was mid-90s. And the Newton was a fun device.
It was ahead of its time as well.
And Newton script is a great language. I like it very much. So we've always been very close to the users. And what we were afraid of is that if we'd make something that the drivers felt that they were spying on them, they could accidentally run over it. They wouldn't use it. So we purposefully designed the device such that it would be of use to them and it would make their life better, and that their sacrifice that they had to make was to disclose their GPS position in real time. And quickly, when we automatically filled in their driver's logs for them, which saved them, half an hour of paperwork at the end of the day, and, we did other things for them, they loved the device, and not one was sabotaged.
So you brought that approach with you, and now use that common approach with Genetec as you're moving forward with the marketing and the different things you're doing now to gain market share in the U.S.
Well, one of the engineers who's still with us, Matthew Bro. He's always been a user interface fanatic, and he was the one who designed a very friendly user interface for the dispatchers and for the truck drivers. And early Omnicast, we had a bunch of custom controls that looked way better than standard Windows controls, and we quickly gained a reputation of having a different and easy to use and well thought out user interface. We have a proverb inside of Genetec is that the user interface is more than one pixel deep. And so actually his official title today is user experience architect.
Okay. Yep, that makes sense. And where's Genetec today?
Today we're, from our humble beginnings, we've grown to about 250 people. We're mostly engineers. We're 60 to 70% of us are engineers. Amazingly enough, a lot of the salespeople are engineers. The company is roughly divided into three groups. 20% is sales and admin. 40% is research and development. And 40% is run by Christian Marin, which is customer experience is what we call it, but it is, other companies will call it delivery management. So it's support, pre-sales, post-sales engineering, training, project management, and so we're growing to make sure that you know, the customer has positive experience because we are on the bleeding edge, and what we, and sometimes we cut our customers, but Christian is extremely quick with the Band-Aids.
Well, that's what you have to do, is be able to make the customer happy. And in the end,
that's right.
It's what sets you apart from everybody else.
Correct. And we are actually going to raise the bar on that one notch more. We have a high availability initiative. We have some customers that actually have published the availability numbers. The Prague Airport has published their numbers. They've been doing 99.992% reliability, availability, which means 40 hours of downtime per year for 5 years running.
That's amazing.
So what we're trying to do now, getting these kinds of availability numbers, you need two things. To get these kind of availability numbers, you need two things. It's the architecture of the system, but it's also the system design that the integrators do. Now, the team that designed the Prague Airport was led by a very skillful engineer, Jan Burka, and he, he is responsible for the project management, the planning, the system engineer of that project. That's why he was able to achieve such high availability numbers. We have other projects. The Paris Airport have also communicated their availability numbers, but they're in the same range, but they haven't disclosed them publicly. So
are you looking at all at getting into the other devices, card readers, and the physical controls as well as?
Well, I think that a little bit like Microsoft, we shy away from the hardware. What we will do is we are writing software for other people's device. We will resell in the access control space. We will resell the device, but we don't really have to. And
but your access control software compatible, or are you going down that road of having your own access control system?
We built our own access control system. It's called Synergis. So we built this. We built this because initially we thought it would be really easy to integrate to access control. It was big demands when we started, and so what we did is we produced an SDK. But lo and behold, much to our surprise, people would say, "Well, look, our stuff is written in DOS. We can't use an ActiveX." Or they say, our stuff is written in Unix, what is an ActiveX? Mm-hmm. Or they would say, okay, our stuff is written in Windows, but you do it. And so we found it actually quite difficult to integrate to access control devices. So we figured that it would be easier to just exchange events with them, and we'd deal with the user interface and integration of that. And people would be more than happy to provide us with their protocols and their systems. Didn't turn out that way either. The access control industry is much more closed-minded than we expected. There are some people that are open. So HID being, the first one, and they were
certainly the leader.
They were the leader. And I think that there's others that have seen seen the light, that they still can make a good they can make a good profit, and they can share their protocols with the software developers, and they don't need to own the real estate on the screen. So it's starting to open up, but not in the way that we thought it would at all. It was a much harder slog. We actually, the video CCTV cameras are much more open than the access control.